Earth and Sky.
What we've found now is that the combination of increasing CO2 in the atmosphere and warming air temperatures have caused the Arctic and boreal and temperate plants to flourish more.
You're listening to ecologist Steve Running, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Running uses data from NASA's Terra satellite to make a daily map of global photosynthesis. He tracks plants across the world as they convert light and carbon dioxide into food for themselves. Dr. Running spoke about how plant life will be affected by global warming with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Running, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your research involving NASA's Terra satellite.
Well, yes, I got into working with NASA back in 1981, having studied tree physiology. And over the nearly 30 years here now, what I first proposed for the Earth Observing System and that now has been underway for almost a decade is mapping global terrestrial photosynthesis every day. And so with the MODIS sensor on the Terra satellite, we map the spectral reflectances of every square kilometer of the Earth, about 110 million square kilometers each day. From this spectral reflectance data, we have an equation, a set of equations that we run to calculate for each cell the photosynthetic activity of the plant life. Now, what that has given us is for the first time, an ability to be looking at photosynthetic activity from the boreal forests all the way to the African savannas and everything in between every single day. Briefly, what we've found now is that the combination of increasing CO2 in the atmosphere and warming air temperatures have caused the Arctic and boreal and temperate plants to flourish more. They seem to have greater photosynthetic productivity than they did in previously because the growing seasons are longer with warmer temperatures and also a little bit of nudge from the higher atmospheric CO2. There's not so much evidence of increasing productivity of the tropical regions because they weren't temperature limited to begin with.
Earlier this decade, you came out with findings that Earth's plants have been flourishing. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more detail.
Yes, in a series of papers over the last decade or more, we first, from the earlier satellites, were able, with colleagues in the NASA Earth Observing System program, to identify that the growing season had lengthened in the boreal and temperate forest predominantly, and it appeared what we think now is about 2 weeks longer growth period is now occurring primarily the forests up in Canada and Siberia and these areas, somewhat less in the United States, and purely because of longer warm frost-free temperatures. What we're now seeing progressively over the last decade is that there's an additional factor that is primary to the carbon cycling, and that's the rate of disturbances. What we're seeing is, while on the one hand, vegetation productivity in the boreal and temperate regions appears to be increasing by maybe 4%, 5%, 6% over 20 years. So not a great deal, but certainly an increase rather than a decrease. The counterpoint is that we're now quantifying that forest clearing, wildfires, deforestation on a global basis is now a major part of the CO2 emissions every year. They're actually about 20% of what fossil fuel emissions are. So on the one hand, we have vegetation growing better in temperate and boreal forests, but on the other hand, we have accelerating disturbance, deforestation, and fire emissions that are actually increasing the CO2 emissions from the terrestrial landscape.
Now we've been, I guess one of the common threads we've been talking about is the MODIS instrument, the Moderate Resolution Imaging Spectroradiometer, aboard both the NASA's Terra satellite and also the Aqua satellite. Looking ahead, I guess, I mean, these two satellites have been up there a while. I think in December will mark 10 years for Terra, and the Aqua satellite launched in 2002. Looking ahead, where do you see the work of measuring Earth's plants from space?
Well, you're right that the Terra MODIS has been operating almost 10 years now. If we're lucky, it can last maybe 5 more years. The Aqua MODIS has been up for 8 years, and so we hope for maybe 5, 6, 7 more years from that MODIS sensor. In the generation that comes next, the National Polar Orbiting Satellite System, known as INPOSE, is under development right now. There's a sensor that's the follow-on to MODIS called VIRS, V-I-I-R-S, that will effectively do the global daily monitoring the same as MODIS has done for these last 10 years. So we think the global daily monitoring will continue, we hope uninterrupted, as we transition into the VIRS sensor. In addition, we're having some very interesting new technologies coming along, synthetic aperture radar, canopy LIDAR, and some other new types of sensors that in the future we're going to be monitoring global vegetation with more than just these optical thermal sensors, but into these other types of sensors. So I think the future is going to give us a wider spectrum of monitoring capabilities with different sensors, and will allow us to follow more accurately and more continuously all these global vegetation patterns we've been talking about.
You've been listening to ecologist Steve Running. Dr. Running is Regents Professor of Ecology at the University of Montana and a team member for the NASA Earth Observing System. Our thanks today to NASA's Terra mission, helping us better understand and protect our home planet. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.